The Workshop Downtown Podcast with
Ashley Ayala
and Kelly Bennett. This is a weekly podcast for people seeking to build a cool brand, business, lifestyle, and impact. Each week, we'll talk shop about the real behind the scenes of being a small business owner. We'll also talk to local change makers, interview people we adore, and just share about things that we dig. Hey everyone, it's episode 15. Our podcast is really rocking and rolling. Thank you so much for listening and giving us 5-star reviews and sharing with your friends and commenting. It really means so much to us. And because it's episode 15, now that we're in the midst of really becoming professional podcasters, our subject today is how to stay motivated. So yeah, Ashley, when you hear the word, when someone asks you, like, how do you stay motivated, what comes to mind?
I've talked about this before, I'm going to reiterate, but surrounding myself with like-minded people is, like, one of my biggest ones. That's, staying like, motivated. The first thing, yeah, to stay motivated is don't, it's hard to stay motivated when you're surrounded by people or you're hearing a lot that either you can't do it or it's too big of a dream or those types of ideas.
I think that's so true. So maybe let's dive into that a little bit more. Why are people needing to stay motivated? Maybe they're at a job that they aren't really fulfilled by. Maybe they are surrounded by people who've never taken that leap that they're seeking to do. I just know for myself, when I was feeling crappy, I felt like no opportunities were coming. And I was like living at my mom and dad's house, watching Bravo TV every day, eating jars of peanut butter. It wasn't a good time. I didn't feel motivated to do anything because I just felt so defeated.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had those moments when you're like...
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of times it all will come at once, too. There's, like, little things that get thrown at you, and then you're like, okay, I can handle this. It's not a big deal. And then sometimes just stuff all piles on at once.
When it rains, of course.
Yeah, and you're like, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Like, maybe this was a bad idea. Maybe I should turn around and go back and
retreat and hide.
Yeah, or if you're doing a 9-to-5 and you have your creative project or your entrepreneurial journey on the side, it's really easy to get burned out quickly.
Yes.
And just be overtired and kind of second guessing, like, what is it for?
I have safety here. Just exhausted.
Yes.
And like, you literally feel like you have no more energy to give to anything because you're just making it through the day.
Yes.
I know that feeling too.
Me too. Too well.
Yeah. I remember I was taking a job in New York and I would just ride the subway every day. And I was like, okay, I'm going to work on my blog while I'm on the train. And I was getting good at it, but there were periods where I just didn't do anything. And I would, like, fall asleep on the hour commute back and forth because I just felt so drained.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I was really nourishing myself, so I would feel like crap by the end of the day and honestly didn't want to do anything.
Yeah. I get like that still, I feel like that's a normal part of...
Oh, I get like that still, too.
Yeah. I think that's a normal part of just owning your own business, is you are very strategic about how you spend your time, and so some days you're like, okay, I can afford to, like, push this work until the next day. Or sometimes you're like, okay, I literally have to figure out how I'm going to get 10 hours or 12 or 14 hours worth of work done in the 5 hours that I have or the six hours that I have, you know, and you're finding little slots of time. Okay, well, I have a doctor's appointment, so while I'm in the waiting room, I can edit that, you know, that blog post or, you know, that kind of, that kind of thing. And it is, you have to be strategic, but it is easy to get tired, and I think it's okay to let yourself rest, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're kind of on the cusp of like, lacking motivation, but sometimes you just need to take a break.
So that you can gain momentum again.
So you can gain momentum again, exactly. So, Ashley, what are your top 5 ways to stay motivated?
Ooh.
We thought about this, guys. We made lists.
Yes,
we love making lists.
Okay, so one of mine is actually making a list.
Yes. First one on the list is make a list.
Yes.
Got it.
Make a list, because like we've talked about, and we talk about all the time, brain dumping is so important. Dumping out things that are in your brain. For me, I know, like, I keep a list by my bed, and like, that's one of my, like, ways I deal with anxiety is I write down all the things I'm thinking of that are keeping me up at night, putting them down on paper so that I can worry about them in the morning. Yes. Or say, like, okay, well, here's what's bothering me. I've identified it, and now tomorrow I can deal with this. But for tonight, I need rest so that I can deal with it tomorrow.
I love that.
So making lists, and sometimes it's lists, too, of just, like, what's motivating you? What is the point? What is your big vision or purpose? I guess that kind of leads into my second one, which is looking at your grand vision. Like, what is the grand vision? Sometimes it helps to just write it out. Like, write out your mission statement. Yes. Write out why it is you are...
Your why.
Yeah, your why. Mm-hmm. Why you're doing it. Why you find, you know, you're finding yourself exhausted, but it's worth it to you to wake up tomorrow and do it again.
I love that.
Also watching TED Talks. That's my third one. TED Talks or listening to an audiobook, getting yourself in a positive headspace of motivation in some way. So... I'm big into the self-help department of the book, yes. The library.
Have you seen TED Talks has a podcast?
No.
Yes, I just found that.
Okay.
That you could listen to the TED Talks as a podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, okay. So you could listen to it, like, in the car or whatever.
That's awesome. Yeah, that, I would probably do that more, actually. I probably will do that more from now on. But yeah, anything.
Just put on a podcast, that'd be super simple.
Definitely. And then, too, you can multitask. Like, yes. If you have to clean your house and you know.
I love a good podcast.
Gotta cook
while
dinner,
cleaning.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. yeah, definitely surrounding myself with, like, I guess it would be media that is encouraging and motivational.
Ooh, I love that, yeah.
Yeah. Number four would be talk to your people and have honest conversations.
Yeah.
So earlier this year, when I was going through having a very hard time staying motivated, really yes. wanted to throw in the towel,
yes.
I had to go to Kelly, it was my person, and I was like, Kelly, help me. Like,
yes,
I'm on
I
the
remember.
Verge of just quitting everything. I just want to be done. I just want to, like, go back to the safety of, you know, a job that's, like, steady hours and steady pay and, you know, the comfortability, even though it's uncomfortable because you're not living your dream, but there's, like, financial comfort
yes.
and all of that. And Kelly was like, no, girl, that's not for you. So definitely staying with people who understand your vision, be having an honest conversation, letting them know why, trying to identify why you're unmotivated.
And I have to say, I think you're great at that.
Oh, thank you.
Having very honest conversations, and I've been in other honest conversations that you've had with people, and just the way that you share it and you share both sides and very compassionate and understanding and empathetic, yet very clear on what you want and why you're moving forward.
Mm.
I think you're very good at that.
Oh, thank you.
Not everyone is. Some people are just going like a train,
yeah.
and then you're like, what just happened? They're like, I'm just sharing my feelings. And I'm also saying that I could be that train.
Mm-hmm.
So I also learned from you just how calm you are and grounded. And I think you do that very well.
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
And doing it sooner
huge.
Than later.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think we touched upon that in, like, how to have challenging conversations, hard conversations. I think if you're starting to feel that lack of motivation or you're starting to feel the teetering, like, don't wait till it's totally
gone.
Till
you want to quit, yeah.
Have those conversations when you start feeling a little bit drifting away.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. My fifth one, my last one, which is... a lot of times what it comes down to is just saying, okay, I quit for today. I'm going to go do some self-care or go rest, be alone with my thoughts.
Yes.
And that might be a little more for me or the introverts who are listening because we gain energy from being alone. So if you're an extrovert, it might be like, okay, I just need to go blow off steam and go hang out with a friend for a couple hours and then come back to whatever it is. But for me, it's like resting, self-care, having time alone to reflect, go sleep, and then begin again tomorrow. Those are my,
Our lists are very similar.
Oh, really?
I didn't even peek at your list when I was making my list. I love your list.
Thank you. What's your list? I'm interested.
My number one is also write in my journal.
Yeah.
So either mind dumping, just writing down what's stressing you out. Sometimes I write about all the things that I wish... we're in my world right now, and sometimes that helps motivate me. At other times, I just have to make a list of all the things that I already have in my life to get more of the abundance motivation back. So it depends on why I'm lacking motivation or what I need a kick in the pants about. So, but I grab my journal and I just start writing whatever feels good to me. I write about either all the things I'm stressing about, so that's number one. Number two is making a list of all the things that you would love in your life that would maybe move you forward, or things that you could bring into your life that will just help you stay more motivated. Like for me, one of my number one things is putting more plants in my house, because I will feel like a woman.
Yeah.
And like, I made it. Yeah. I'm a professional and I could keep plants alive.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I love that that's the thought process. That is. That's it for me, too, sometimes. I'm like, yeah. I've got a green thumb.
Yeah, it will keep me motivated for 1 week that my plants have stayed alive. And then if I'm feeling really down in the dumps, and I've had this moment many a times, the bucket number three is, okay, I have Wi-Fi, I have electricity, I have hot water, which are my top priorities. I just realized that. I have a home. I have cute poodles. You know, like, what do I have? Mm-hmm. I'm safe right now. I have clean clothes. Like, just going, I have clean water. Getting back to the basics, and sometimes that is just so humbling that it motivates you. You're like, oh my gosh, look at this whole list of things I already have. Mm-hmm. The list of things that you don't have seems so small.
Yes.
So I like to do that.
And to piggyback on that, too, even thinking of just, like, where you've come from, too.
Yes.
I don't know why that reminded me of that, but to think about, like, okay, when I started, like, this was just an idea. Yes. And now I'm so much closer. Even though it feels very far from being where I want to be, I'm so much closer. I'm years closer. I'm, like, thousands of hours closer.
I think so, too. Especially, I personally have it when I'm needing an extra boost of motivation, or a lot of people that I find, we're right on the cusp of really making that leap. Mm-hmm. Like, I always think of, like, jumping stones in a pond, and, like, you've jumped from 1, 2, 3, 4, and you're at 9, and when you jump to 10, like, you're in it. Like, it's happening, it's you're in it. But from 9 to 10, you're like, whoa, hold on a minute. It gets really scary, or, like, really daunting, and you're like, is this really what I want? Mm-hmm. Even though you've come so far. So I think seeing that journey is really motivating to go from 9 to a 10. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I worked with a life coach for a year to help me jump from 9 to 10. For real.
Yeah.
She made me do visualizations. I had to take these herbs. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I was so, like, paralyzed with fear from going from a 9 to a 10.
Definitely. And I know this is in books that we've read, and this might be going off topic, but just of, like, the idea that a lot of us have in our subconscious that we don't deserve to live the life that we've been dreaming of.
Yes.
Like, it's just too good to be true. So we should always just be happy with as far as we get, but not really go all the way. Yeah.
I concur. I had a lot of that, too. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot of meditations of, like, talking to my younger Kelly. You know, like, the kid inside of me to help me move forward, or what are those fears?
Positive self-talk, like, practices.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Which I would add to the list. It wasn't on my list, but I think that is very true. Mm-hmm. You need to be kind to yourself. Okay. Number two was unplug, which you had said as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you literally, like, get off of Instagram. Mm-hmm. Get off your phone. Just unplug. I've liked to put my phone in a cabinet, and I feel so badass, and I'm unplugged, and I think that just letting your brain rest, and I always think about, like, when I was a kid, and, like, we didn't have cell phones, and I would, like, it'd be, like, raining out, and my mom would be, like, just cleaning up the house, and me and my sister would watch TV and eat, like, parfaits of, like, ice cream and stuff, and I was thinking, like, man, I'm living life, you know? Mm-hmm. I just, like, try to get back to that, and we stayed in our pajamas all day, and, like, we just felt like, you know, like, remember TGIF?
Yes.
Like, watching TGIF.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Eating, like, a parfait from TCBY. Yeah. That was, like, our ritual. And we would stay in our pajamas all day, and I just remember feeling, like, so free.
Yeah.
And just, like, so I try to, like, get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
and get a vegan yogurt and watch Netflix. That's my version of
it. But true, too, when you unplug, you're more likely to take in, to be truly present by taking in all of your surroundings. Like, all of your senses are activated because you're not zoned out. Like, I was talking about this with my friend the other day, how crazy it is when you're with a kid and they see an electronic something and they're on it. Within 30 seconds, you're like, oh, hey, you can say their name. Like, they don't hear you. All of their senses are focused on the phone. And then I'm like, well, it's like us, too, as adults when we're on Instagram or Facebook or, you know, watching YouTube or something. Like, we're zoned out. Someone could be like...
Madeline says that to me a lot. Really? She'd be like, Kelly. And I didn't hear her.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
And I'll admit it.
Yeah. So when...
I feel like I'm doing market research.
Yeah. But you're like, I'm working.
I'm working. I am that child with, like, an iPad.
Yeah, but it's crazy because when you unplug, you're forced to, like, oh, maybe I should light a candle in here, you know.
Put on the diffuser.
Yeah. Oh, look who's outside my window. Yeah. Play with the dogs. You really are more present.
Yeah. More, like, just...
And then you're not checking your phone, too.
Yeah, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, number three, this is something I do, and I feel like I'm going to do this probably after the podcast before my mom comes and visits me and brings me to the supermarket. I like to bring myself to coffee shops, and I like to get a coffee, and I like to sit by myself.
Yes.
Because I am an introvert myself, and I like to be alone a lot, despite what it may look like on the outside of me talking with a lot of people all the time and living in, like, a commune situation. I actually like to be alone a lot. So I like to take myself out to coffee, and I'll eat, like, an avocado toast, and I'll write in my journal. Maybe I am on Instagram, but I just feel like...
You're having you time.
I'm having me time, exactly. I'm chilling out. I feel like I'm a real writer, or, like, I don't know, like, Sex in the City. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It might, like, Carrie Bradshaw. Yeah. I feel like she would do that. But I just feel, like, more grounded. I feel like I could think clearly. And it's a little thing, but it makes me feel like a grown-up, that I am a professional, I'm doing this, I'm independent, and I'm getting a coffee, and I'm just thinking and chilling out.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to do that. Number four is a bit contrary to that one, but it depends on your mood. We were actually just talking about, like, our flow cycles. Mm. Maybe that's a little too much information in this context of a podcast, but hey, this is what we do here.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about. It depends on, like, where you are, too. So for girls...
Your hormones.
Guys, I feel like you feel have like, things, cycles, too. I don't know
much
about
it. I've heard
that
men do, yes.
I think they do.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that science, gentlemen.
We'll report back.
We probably won't, honestly.
Yeah.
But
that's something I would be Googling.
Yeah.
You do that work, sir. And report
We've
back.
We've got apps for the ladies.
Yes. So it depends on where I am, of, like, if I'm social or if I need more alone time. But if I'm feeling more social, I like to go to an event that I wouldn't normally go to, or I haven't been in a long time. Something that's, like, very artsy and creative, either, like, a music, open mic, or, like, an art show, or something that's just a little bit off the cusp of who I even normally interact with. And maybe I don't know really anyone there, or I do know a few people, but it's, again, like, not my norm. That, to me, sometimes is like, okay, yes.
It's like a re-inspiration, kind of, right?
Exactly. And just being around creatives and artists, and I'm like, okay, cool, I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tend to either talk to someone or have a conversation, and I talk about, like, oh, people are like, oh, what do you do, or, you know, why are you here? And then I talk about it, and then I'm like, ah, that's what I'm doing. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes even when you have to just say it to a stranger or someone, it helps to hear it to keep you motivated.
And sometimes I think people, when they hear it for the first time, because you're in a new circle of people, they're like, oh, that's so cool. Tell me more. And it forces you to, what I am doing is cool. Like, this is why I started.
Yeah.
For sure.
Someone said that to me yesterday. They're like, it is really cool what you do. And I was like, what do I do? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're like, no, with the restaurants and the podcasts and with Ashley, with the workshops. And I'm like, yeah, no, that is really cool. Like, I don't know. It's just such second nature right now. And it was nice because I did that yesterday, and it was motivating. And I'm like,
that's nice.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you, new friend.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Okay, so number five, to wrap it up, and this is something legit I'm doing tonight, because I'm not going to lie, I had, like, a little bit of a draining couple of days, so I need to really hit the ground running on Monday. It's making a list of what I need to do tomorrow. Mm. So when I wake up tomorrow, I'm fresh, it's clear, I don't have to think about it. I look at my journal, I know what my to-do list is, and I'm doing it. I'm not overthinking. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to do tonight.
That is motivating.
Okay, good. Everyone, take out your pen and pencil.
Make your notes.
Make your notes and think of your to-do list. And it's not a to-do list like, finish my website, market, get 5 clients, da-da-da-da-da. Like, don't get crazy. Just do very practical, small step things that you could do tomorrow. Break it down, write it down, and then when you wake up in the morning, start with that.
And maybe, too, have a little celebration when you're done with your list.
Wins for the week.
Yeah, wins for the week. Or, like, I'm going to get that macadamia. I can't say it, guys. Macadamia nut latte.
Yes. Or I thought you were saying macrame.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get... Well, that's a big price.
That is.
One day's worth of work. But, I mean, hey, maybe
whatever.
After a week. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever your budget allows. But
do it up.
It could be a piece of chocolate, whatever. But something to just celebrate. Like, yep, okay, got my to-do list done.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
I like that. To start with a treat, though, guys. I won't lie. Sometimes I'll be like, okay, I'm going to get a Vietnamese coffee, and then
I'm gonna,
motivated to do all my work.
Yes, so, I do that as well.
Yeah.
I love it.
But I also like to eat dessert first sometimes. So,
I support that. People at the restaurant do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I support you.
Yeah, fully.
So
YOLO.
YOLO. So, guys, eat your dessert, make your list, and report back what works for you. What are you staying motivated for? What are you working on? Anything like that, we want to hear from you. And again, if you could take a screenshot of the podcast and share it in your stories, that was really awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you so
that.
Much, and then we could talk to you and see how you're doing too.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
See you next week. Bye.